You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and we're back at the Accessible Media Symposium here in the Grimaldi Building in London. And I'm with Sonali Ray, who is the RNIB's lead on media, culture and immersive technology. Sonali, how did the first day go?
I think it went fabulously well. So we've split it up in sort of two parts. So the first day was all about end users talking about their experience of using accessible media, or just media, you know, how accessible it is, where the gaps are. Now, we know the UK broadcasters, the streamers here, they are very, very enthusiastic. They're very motivated. They want to do the right thing. They try their level best to make media accessible. But there are gaps. And therefore, it's needed that, you know, you have the end users talking about where those gaps are. And that's the starting point of finding solutions.
And there were a lot of breakout sessions yesterday. What sort of was, I suppose, the main topics and messages coming out of those breakout sessions?
So the first breakout session was on, you know, sort of the evolving role of human narration. So in recent past, we've seen things like audio introductions being introduced to TV, enhanced commentary, you know, character descriptions. These are all very new assets to the TV landscape. So how are these evolving? And descriptions in some parts are becoming more immersive. You know, they become part of the program. Now, where do we go from here? I think that was the discussion in one of the focus groups. The other breakout session was about quality metrics. We need to find out how well the audio description providers are doing. Are there any mistakes? So measuring quality, I think that's very important. And the third breakout session, which was very interesting, was accessibility of short form content. So trailers, ads, user generated content on your, you know, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram Reels. This is all content that needs to be made accessible. So we need to look for ways to make it consistent.
I suppose that's the thing. There's so much content now, and with the TikTok and the YouTube and everything else, things are getting smaller. And I suppose it's about fitting in description into those short films.
Either fitting in description or making content producers understand, you know, how important accessibility is, so they can actually embed accessibility into the structure of their content. Because audio description, unfortunately, has that limitation. It can only go in the gaps. Certain programs just don't allow for audio description to be added. So we need greater understanding of accessibility.
And today, for the second day of the symposium, we have the, I think this must be the launch of the paper on AI for audio description.
Yes, it is. So RNIB is always very interested in hearing and looking into, you know, emerging technologies. Yes, those technologies may not be ready today, but in, let's say, in 5 years' time, if they are ready, could it be used to scale up audio description, add more audio description to more formats that have never been described, that have never been made accessible? It is never about replacing human talent. It is just about scaling up where accessibility has not been introduced yet.
And I suppose, you know, that's the sort of thing, isn't it? That's just, you know, AI can do so much, but it's also that thing, I suppose, looking at the accuracy of it.
Absolutely. I think trust, transparency, it'll all be part of the conversation. And the reason we start looking into these emerging technologies is because we need to keep end users as part of the conversation. If RNIB does not look into this, then unfortunately what that means is that the voices of our members are not part of that conversation. So I think it's definitely part of our commitment. So today, the second day is, you know, the focus shifts to professionals. So we're talking to broadcasters, and broadcasters talking about what the barriers are for them. Despite all the work going on, there are gaps. So why do those gaps exist? What problems are they facing, and how can we help them overcome those problems?
Yeah, because I think for many of us as blind and partially sighted people who use AD, I think one of the problems that we do come across is when things are dropped, as they say, when things are there on the streaming platforms, it's ensuring that platform is accessible and also that the AD is there for every episode that drops.
That was, you know, that was the main outcome of day one, that people said, you know, if you're dropping a box set, make sure that every single episode is audio described. I mean, that came up over and over again. And the broadcasters, I think they get it. But as I said, I think the whole landscape is very fragmented and everyone's just trying to catch up. But I think we've been here at this point for long enough now, and consistent and robust solutions need to be found.
And I suppose what's going to happen now that was, you know, after today, after the second day of the symposium, and I suspect there's lots of things for you and the rest of the team to catch up and collate, but what will happen with everything from the symposium?
I think the aim of hosting the symposium was to hear from both the end users and the industry and put together sort of a framework of where we need to be, you know, for the next 10 years. In what way will we start including accessibility in media? How different will it look in about 10 years? And then use that as a sort of, you know, as the end point and then work back from it. What we need to do at RNIB and how we need to work with the broadcasters and the end users to get us to that, you know, that absolute fantastic point where everything becomes accessible.
Well, this is a topic I'm sure we'll be coming back to time and time again. But Sonali, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.